You're listening to the DolphinsTalk.com Podcast Network.
You're listening to DolphinsTalk.com Daily, the most listened to daily Miami Dolphins podcast on the internet. Come on, Dolphins fans. Time to fins up.
Miami's got the Dolphins, the greatest football team. We take the ball from goal to goal like no
one's ever seen. Hello, Miami Dolphins fans. How are you today? And thank you for listening to the DolphinsTalk.com podcast on this Thursday evening, December the 1st. I am your host, Michael Leva, flying solo today, as I didn't plan on having a show today, but something happened Thursday morning that sort of got under my skin, and I wanted to vent and get it off my chest, and that was the Bart Scott comment on ESPN regarding Tua. And it really got under my skin, and it kind of annoyed me. For those of you who missed it, they were talking about quarterbacks under the age of 25, and Tua's name came up, and Bart Scott goes, and I quote, "He is one hit away from being Pat White and going to play baseball." He's laughing it up, making fun of and sort of mocking the fact that Tua had a really bad concussion earlier this year, and he's one more away from having to retire. I guess that's funny. I don't know. And it just really rubbed me the wrong way. I mean, Bart Scott is on ESPN. He works for SNY. He's a reflection of the NFL. And I'm sitting there after I see this clip, after I see this comment, I had a few thoughts go through my head. Number one, I'm like, why does ESPN put this guy on the air? I mean, it doesn't make them look good. It doesn't make the NFL look good. They're in bed with the NFL. They're going to air a Super Bowl here in the next few years. I think the NFL wants someone on their air, on ESPN, making fun of head trauma, sort of kind of hoping a player has to retire because he gets another concussion, or sort of, okay, not hoping, maybe predicting it. I mean, that's kind of gross. It's kind of cruel. My second thought was, is Bart Scott's ass jealous of the shit that just came out of his mouth? Because it was the dumbest statement I ever heard in my life. Why would anyone go on TV and say this? And then my third thought was, what is Bart Scott thinking? Like, what goes through your head to make you sort of almost cheer on or kind of predict someone's going to have a concussion and have to retire? I mean, you're a former player. You know the risks of being an NFL player and the potential where any play can be your last play and the serious long-term effects of concussions or knee injuries or spinal injuries, and you're on TV on an outlet on ESPN Get Up, which, you know, some people would say the show's a waste of time. Well, some others would say it's an incredible waste of time, and this morning it was clearly an incredible waste of time with this segment alone. It's like you're on that kind of an outlet saying this stuff. I don't get it, and I'm not someone who's for cancel culture. I just don't agree with it. But you see something like this, someone who's in the public eye say something so irresponsible, so dumb, so stupid, that if he did get canceled over this, it wouldn't bring a tear to my eye. Seriously, I mean, if this has gone too far, I understand Bart Scott took the anti-Tua stance, you know, probably way back in the summer, prior to the season. He's going to suck Tua. He's never going to be any good. He's a bust. He was picked fifth overall. He can't play. They screwed up Miami. They should have took... I get it. That's a football opinion. I get it. But as an analyst on TV, to where you got, you know, he's having a good year, Tua, whether you think he's good or not, who cares? Honestly, who cares? You can still think he's bad and think it's just a fluke. That's a football opinion. But to sort of make light of a concussion and head trauma and a player who will get hit again and have to end his career and who knows about the long-term medical effects, I mean, I just found it gross. And the comment wasn't funny, although his panel mates were laughing at it, and I'm going to get to them in a minute. The comment added no value or information to the viewer. So if you're watching this, you're watching this show to get some insight. Okay, who are the young quarterbacks under the age of 25? Let me hear some opinions on Hurts and Herbert and Justin, you know, all these guys. It's like, you get no information on it. And it just comes off as very mean-spirited. It comes off as very personal. And I'm saying to myself, does Bart Scott even know Tua Tagovailoa? Has he ever even met him? Because if he hasn't, then it makes me think Bart Scott's just a bad guy. Just a bad human being. Just a bad person. He's a dick. Let's just not even mince words. I'm sorry for having to use this type of language, but he just comes off like a dick. And for what? Just because you said at the start of the season he's not any good and now he's playing well, you'd rather double down. You'd rather triple down than have to sort of pass out a compliment and say, you know what, he's playing better than I thought. Maybe I was wrong. Is that so hard to say? Really, you'd rather just say a sort of side little comment like this and sort of take a dig in him and all this stuff. It just comes off as very mean, very cruel. And you think an outlet like ESPN, who always loves to take the moral high ground any chance they get, you think they'd be above this? Clearly they're not. You think the people at SNY, even though he didn't say this on SNY, you know, they want to be associated with this in any way. I don't get it. Is it that hard to just sort of say, you know what? Even if he said, if Bart Scott said, you know what? I don't think he's any good to Tua. So far this year, he's playing well. I don't think it's going to last. I think he's going to fall off a cliff soon. And he will. Okay, that's a football opinion. That's a football opinion at the end of the day. And I might not agree with it. You might not agree with it. But at the end of the day, everyone's entitled to a football opinion. That's not mean-spirited. That's sort of him making a prediction as a former NFL player. Maybe he's right, maybe he's wrong. That's a football opinion. This comes off as just fucking cruel. And once again, sorry for swearing. This comes off as very cruel. And the part that really bothered me was, after he says it, that big fat toad, Damian Woody, who's clearly losing his battle to ranch dressing, I mean, he's sitting there laughing it up. I mean, Damian Woody, he thinks he's a star, and he might be a star. And by star, I mean he's a large, gassy object you can see from far away. This guy, oh, Bart, you're so funny. Ho, ho, ho. This is fun. Let's make fun of head trauma. This is hilarious. And then next to them is the untalented Hasselbeck, who married the crazy girl who ate bugs on Survivor. The Hasselbeck, who looks like his face caught on fire and someone put it out with a fork. He's there with a huge grin laughing as well. This is funny. Tua's going to get another concussion after he retires. Oh, Bart, you're so funny. Give me a friggin' break. This is ESPN, okay? This is the same network. When Tua got his concussion back in October against Cincinnati, where everyone was on the network clutching their pearls. Rex Ryan, oh my God, Mike McDaniel doesn't care about his players. Concussions and head trauma. Things are more important than football. Stephen A. Smith was on that network saying, Tua needs to sue someone in the Miami Dolphins organization. And the Miami Dolphins trainers and doctors need to be fired. Ryan Clark was ripping the Dolphins. Mike Greenberg was ripping the Dolphins. Dominique Foxworth was ripping the fans, saying this head trauma and stuff is your fault. You cheer for these hard hits. You're the reason there's so many injuries in the NFL. Jeff Saturday, that joke, who got hired as a coach, don't ask me how, he goes on one segment, ripping the Dolphins, head trauma's no joke, player safety first and foremost, concussions are serious. Then literally 2 seconds later, I got the clip up on Twitter, he's jumping around like a clown, dropped this guy on his head and hurt him. This offensive lineman's great. They are the biggest bunch of hypocrites I've ever seen in my life. This network will go out there and clutch the pearls and, oh my God, concussions this, concussions that. The Dolphins handled this wrong. Oh, blah, blah, blah. Then the flip of a switch, you got Bart Scott, this big fat idiot today, going out there saying, oh my God, he's going to get hit again and have to retire and go play baseball. If ESPN wants to cover concussion stories moving forward, if they want to cover CTE stories moving forward, if they want to be a legitimate, you know, news network for sports covering the serious topics, You can't let Bart Scott on your airways, okay? Bart Scott can't be saying this stuff on your airways. And he comes off like a jerk. He comes off like a joke. Your network comes off like a joke. The NFL looks bad. And the people at SNY who also have him employed, they look bad. And all of you should be embarrassed by letting this guy on your airways saying this. And this is the same Bart Scott. Okay, you want to talk about a hypocrite. Here's how Bart Scott's a hypocrite. In 2012, Bart Scott, and I quote, "I don't want my son to play football. I play football so he won't have to. With what is going on, I don't know if it's really worth it. I don't want to have to deal with him getting a concussion and what it would be like later in life." So Bart Scott doesn't want his son to play football because he doesn't want his son to get a concussion. But it's all laughs and jokes when Tua gets concussions. And if he gets another, he's going to have to retire. Ha, ha, ha. Come on, man. Are you serious? This is what the talking head shows have now resorted to. We're going to root for injuries and make fun of injuries and make fun of people who've had multiple concussions. This is what ESPN wants to put on the air. This is what SNY wants to put on the air. This is what ESPN Radio, who Bart also works for, wants to put on the air. Bart Scott's married. He has three kids, two sons, Bartholomew, Bryce, and he has a daughter, Giselle. You think they were proud of good old dad today when he came home for going on live TV and making fun of someone with head trauma? If Bart Scott's not embarrassed, it only shows he's too stupid to be embarrassed because he should be embarrassed. This was disgusting on every level. And I know fans of the Dolphins have been online for about a year now or more, going over the top, attacking reporters, attacking people in the media, just sort of anyone who says even the most critical thing about our quarterback, they go after him. And they've gone too far as well at times. I've been a little uncomfortable with what some fans of this team have done online, social media, and the attacking of the reporters. I actually think they've attacked him so much that even if Tua deserves the MVP, they've attacked these reporters who are the ones who vote for that award. They're going to be like, I'm not going to vote for him just out of spite at this point, just to screw the fan base. That's just me. But the Dolphins fans haven't done anything like this. Okay, they haven't wished anyone to be hurt. They haven't wished anyone to have long-term CTE. So I think the temperature on this whole subject needs to be brought down. I think fans of the Dolphins need to bring the temperature down a little bit and stop attacking every reporter first chance they get. But also the talking heads on ESPN, SNY, Fox Sports, NBC Sports, they need to bring the temperature down too. Okay, it's okay if you don't like Tua, but you don't have to sit here at this point and be talking about, you know, if he gets one more big hit, he's going to have to retire. Oh, that's so funny. Huh? You know, and right now, I think, again, some people might say, Mike, you're making too much out of this. You're going overboard. I don't know if I am. I mean, if you're ESPN right now, and if you're SNY, the employers of Bart Scott, who give him valuable airtime, you want this guy on your airways saying stuff like this? Because he said this right now about Tua. What's he going to say next about the next person? Where, you know, he gave an opinion on, maybe he's wrong. Well, I don't want to admit I'm wrong, so I'm just going to say something crazy off the wall, mean-spirited. I don't know. Because I think, you know, Bart does the Jets post-game shows on SNY. He has an ESPN radio show, which has zero ratings. And I'm not even making that up, folks. The show has zero ratings. If you take out the actual plus or minus of the variance of what, I mean, he could reach more people opening up a window and yelling out of it. The radio show just this week, just yesterday actually, got moved from a national show to just a local show only because nobody listens. So he's on ESPN Radio, kind of show nobody listens. He's on SNY every Sunday with the Jets. And he's on the shows like First Take and ESPN Get Up. And he's doing all, I mean, the guy's just irresponsible. And it's a reflection of them, but it's also a reflection on the NFL. And I think the NFL really, this might be a time where they have to step in and talk to their broadcast partner and say, come on, you can't be serious with this stuff. You really can't be serious. This is going too far. Again, maybe I'm being oversensitive. Maybe I'm taking it too far. I don't think I am. I think Bart Scott, honestly, should be canceled over this. I really feel that way. He should be taken off the air. At worst, he should be forced to do an on-air apology. Make him do it on the air. Not send out a tweet, not put out something on Instagram, sit there on live TV on camera and do an on-air apology. And you better act like he means it, too. That's what I would think he should have to do. If not that, he probably should be suspended. Because, once again, this is irresponsible journalism. These airways, you have a responsibility when you're on a platform like that. And I think it was irresponsible. But if he was canceled over it, I mean, this is the one time where I would say, not going to say cancel culture is wrong. Because I think the rhetoric around not just Tua, but some of this stuff has gone overboard. And with Tua, it's really gone overboard. And like I said, fans of the Dolphins haven't been perfect. I think they've gone overboard at times, but not to this level. Okay, not to this level. So just sort of wanted to get that off my chest. Bart Scott, you can go to hell and stay there. Don't take care, see you never. And I hope ESPN and I hope SNY have some sort of punishment in your near future, because what you did and what you said Thursday morning, it's just uncalled for. Like I said, it's mean-spirited, it's cruel, and I would say you're probably too smart for this, but I don't know if you really are. I really don't know if you are, and we'll see what comes of it. Probably nothing, but just sort of wanted to share that. So everyone, be on the lookout for some shows on Sunday. We'll have a pregame show prior to the San Francisco and Miami game. We'll obviously have the postgame show right after the game. We got a bunch of articles up on the website. We got a bunch of podcasts up on the website. Aaron and Josh are going to have a new episode of the same old Dolphin show on Friday night, so be on the lookout for that. And just check out the website, dolphinstalk.com. Make sure you're following us on Twitter and Instagram, @DolphinsTalk. Everyone take care, and we'll talk to you again after a while.
Thank you for listening to the DolphinsTalk.com podcast. Be sure to visit DolphinsTalk.com every day for all of your latest Miami Dolphins news.